went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, and the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost. Better keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will? Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Huntoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Huntoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
I'm here with Bruce Bagan of B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're talking about making home pools and spas green.
As always, it's great speaking with you, Jimmy.
You are the exclusive pool builder that offers the IntelliPool and IntelliSpa.
Jimmy, green is about more than just energy. It's about safety and cleanliness as well.
What makes up an Intelli system?
As far as what's green, it includes a programmable IntelliFlow pump with its built-in shutoff feature that meets New York and New Jersey's requirements for new pools. We use heat pumps that reduce heating costs. We offer solar heating as well. For those people who wish to reduce or eliminate chemicals in the pool, we can install a system that makes their water virtually chemical-free.
Thanks for informing our listeners, Bruce. If you need to contact a pool professional about your pool, call B&B Pool and Spa Center, 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge, and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com, or call 800-594-2137. That's bbpoolandspa.com, 800-594-2137.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. And the best way to get a hold of me would be to call my cell phone, which is what I carry with me everywhere I go, because I don't know why I carry one, but I carry one everywhere I go. The phone number is area code 845-561-2225. Again, that's 845-561-2225. That is the best way to get a hold of me. If you want to email me because you, I don't know, you like to email better than talking, please don't ever text me because my phone doesn't receive texts. But you can email me at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick at spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding what the concerns that you have. And let's face it, we have health concerns, and health is our birthright, and yet nobody's ever helped us appreciate how to exercise that right. And so this show's purpose is to teach you how to exercise your right to be a healthy person, to not have health problems, to not to have diseases, to not to have conditions that require toxic chemicals known as medications that have harmful side effects, to not set yourself up for failure by needing to have surgery and have joints and parts of our body replaced in an effort to allow you to continue to occupy that body. My thought is you should always take care of your body. You should take a proactive approach, not a reactive approach. Most of our healthcare system is called reactive medicine, and that's where you're reacting to a condition that's already greater than 60% loss of normal functioning. And so I want you to stay as close to 100% functioning as possible. And so we're here every week doing this show called When Your Health Matters, because it's not up to me when it matters, it's up to you when it matters. And my hope is if you're tuning in, it matters. It should always matter. The man that helps me put these shows together, he's the man behind the scenes. He is the guy that puts the content and develops the questions and the material and does research to ask these wonderful questions. His name is Mark Sabin. He's a wonderful friend and somebody that helps me help more people. I appreciate everything that he does, and Welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Well, thank you, Doc Rick. And, you know, it is important, I think, to be able to give people an opportunity to reach out and get a different kind of answer than they might have been getting in their everyday lives from the kind of people that are trying to help them with their health, because there are different perspectives to have. And you and I go back quite a ways, and, you know, I've worked with you over the years, and there are just different ways of dealing with your health, of bringing your health back together, not just the physical side of your health, but the emotional side, the spiritual side, the whole thing about being a human being is this complex, integrated aspect of what it means to be alive and to be a part of the world. And the way that you participate in the world to help people with their health, to help people get on track with their lives, to be the best they can be, is really something that I think needs to be appreciated, not just by, you know, me, but I think appreciated in the sense that what you're able to do in the way that you help people allowing them to be who they can be, means that you're contributing to the world in a way to make the world a better place. And I think that's really the obligation that each of us has if we choose to take it on.
And I hope that I make a difference. I mean, we do this show every week, and I don't know how many people listen to it. I don't know how many people take it seriously. I don't know how many people actually apply what it is that I, you know, give them indicators that they should go consider. You know, if the number of phone calls that I get because of the show is any indicator of that, then I'm not making a large enough impact. And you know, but people are skeptical about anything new, and trying to accept a new approach and go against what they've already been taught or what they already think is true for them. And my thought is if it's truly true, then you shouldn't have an issue. But if you have an issue, and it's not going away with what you believe to be true, then what you believe to be true probably isn't totally true. It may be partially true, or it may be not true at all. But you need to go get the true truth if you're going to create the kind of change that I think everybody should have, which is to where you don't have any health issues whatsoever, like what I deal with on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any health issues.
Which is a powerful statement.
Yeah.
It is a powerful statement. So today I wanted to talk to you about heavy metal toxicity, and I'm not even sure exactly what that is, but it seems like it's something that I've read about. You hear about things like mercury and aluminum and lead and things of that nature. We've had water problems, you know, in Flint, Michigan, things like that, and in pipes where they've used lead. So I wanted to sort of start by just asking the general question, what exactly is heavy metal toxicity?
Heavy metal toxicity is listening to too much heavy metal music. No.
No.
Heavy metal toxicity is the accumulation of toxic heavy metals within the body resulting from a change in a person's health for the bad. And we accumulate these toxic heavy metals. They're called heavy metals because they're heavy. So when they get into the body, they actually get trapped in the body because they're too heavy for the body to excrete under normal mechanisms. And so they end up getting trapped in the body, and they wreak havoc on how the body functions, because now you have something in there that's toxic to the body. It alters normal physiology, and it interferes with the body's ability to express health, and it attracts and creates other health issues.
And it's just, these are microscopic amounts. They're not, it's not like, you know, a big amount, is it?
Yeah, I'm not going to go take a bite of a lead pipe and swallow it, kind of. No, these are infinitesimal parts per million, I believe, is the designation that mm-hmm. they use. And the amount of parts per million that they deem as safe just perplexes me, because some of these heavy metals are known neurotoxins. And as a neurotoxin, how many parts per million would be considered safe and acceptable? I would think that there should be no parts per million that it would be considered safe or acceptable. And yet, there are levels of considered normal, which I'm sure we'll get into at some point.
Yeah, and certainly, you know, you hear about lead poisoning with children and the fact that it affects their mental development. But toxic metals, heavy toxic metal toxicity, is much more than just the lead poisoning.
Oh, absolutely. Lead poisoning is a huge problem. Lead is very dangerous, but there are other metals that we all have issues with because of the way we do society. And most are completely in the dark about heavy metals because they just don't even know. I mean, there are still dentists. You go to the dentist and they're going to put mercury into your teeth as normal fillings. And the American Dental Association came out with a recommendation that they stopped doing that years ago, and yet there are still dentists that practice by putting mercury in people's fillings. And we know that mercury is a known neurotoxin, and yet it doesn't stop that from occurring. And then you develop, you know, I've seen lots of people that they have the effects of those amalgam fillings that's impacting how their nervous system functions or doesn't function and creates a health problem. And, you know, now a lot of dental practices are making a killing off of the fact that, well, we're going to extract the mercury out of your teeth, which means that we're going to compromise the integrity of the teeth, which means that we're going to have to do more dental work out after that. And so, good, it may cost you $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $10,000 to have the mercury extracted from your teeth. And then we're going to follow that up a couple years later with another $20,000 worth of, you know, dental implants that doesn't use mercury. And it's like, what are we doing? We're perpetuating problems by not addressing them appropriately. And heavy metals is a major problem that we have that is an underlying cause of lots of vague symptoms that people get that medicine doesn't seem to have any understanding of where those symptoms even come from.
Yeah. And mercury is such an interesting one because it is kind of the liquid metal that's used in thermometers that can rise and lower. And I remember reading years ago in Alice in Wonderland that there was the Mad Hatter character, and the Hatters used mercury in to blocking hats. And so a lot of them became, you know, mentally just dysfunctional.
Right. And that's an important to understand as people just aren't aware of it. And so, yeah, we have this children's book character called the Mad Hatter. And that was at one point when they redid Alice in Wonderland, I believe Johnny Depp played the role of the Mad Hatter. And he's pretty mad in terms of what goes on in his head, at least his acting abilities. But, you know, there's lots of that kind of stuff that goes on and it's just insidious
And now you find mercury in tuna. That's one of the big places that you hear about it from, I guess, in the water. It's people who eat sushi and eat tuna, canned tuna, whatever, can get a high level of mercury.
That's interesting that you should mention that, and I want to thank you for reminding me of my own downfall in society early on in my own life. When I was going through chiropractic school, I'm a full-time student. I'm taking roughly 30 credit hours a semester. I'm also working full-time, and I'm trying to study and get through all of that. And so I'm a student. I don't have a lot of money because I'm a student. And right next to our campus was a grocery store, and they always had a special. You could get 3 cans of tuna for $1.
Mm-hmm. Good student budget.
That's an awesome student budget, at least I thought I was. And so I was, you know, I was eating 3 cans of tuna a day. Cost me $1 to eat for the day. Mm-hmm. And so I was eating lots and lots and lots of tuna every single day. And one of the days, one of my ancillary professors, a gentleman who I taught anatomy with, we spent a lot of time together. He's like, Rick, man, you eat a lot of tuna. And I said, yeah, it's quality protein. He says, aren't you concerned about the mercury toxicity? And at that point in my life, it never even occurred to me that there was such a thing called mercury toxicity. Well, come to find out a couple years later, after I graduated school, my dad had a test through one of the doctors that he was seeing that was a functional medicine practitioner before there was even a thing called functional medicine. And he did a hair analysis on my dad, and my dad had some toxic levels of mercury. So I was like, that's a fascinating test. And my inquisitive nature was like, gee, I wonder what my levels are. If I have any issues, I'm going to go get my hair analyzed. And so I went and had a hair analysis, and my mercury levels were 6.5 times what is considered acceptable. Now, as I said earlier on, it says 6 times what's considered acceptable. Why would any be acceptable? Because it's a neurotoxin. So why should any be acceptable? But mine was 6 times. Mine was 6.65, and a normal mercury acceptable level at the time was 0.95. So mine was greater than 6.5 times what was considered healthy. So I went through a 2.5-year process where I helped pull the heavy metals out of my system, and I did hair analyses and repeat hair analyses, and I watched my heavy metal levels go from 6.65 down to 2.25, down to 1.25, down to below normal levels. And from the day that I found that I had mercury toxicity, I took the advice of my, you know, associate professor person, Dr. Holt, and I've never eaten tuna since I graduated chiropractic school, and that was 30 years ago.
So it took you 2 years to reduce
two and a half years to get all of that out of me.
Mm-hmm. But you were able to get it out of you.
I was able to get it out, and I had the independent lab test that verified that the levels had come out, and that's what helped me to start to understand how to start checking people for heavy metal toxicity and getting an understanding of what their diet history is like and all of that. And so it's, you know, it's important for, I treat a lot of heavy metal toxicity in people, and we treat things like arsenic, and we treat lead, and we treat copper, and we treat titanium, and we treat chromium, and we treat beryllium, and we treat molybdenum and all of these different things. And what's interesting is there's more and more and more heavy metals as we get more and more nuclear fallout from all the nuclear testing that gets up into the atmosphere and then finds its way into our soils and into our water tables and into all of this kind of stuff. And I had a patient in my office who was retired military who dealt with nuclear waste, and he had toxic heavy metals associated with. I was like, where, you know, I was in the process of learning because I just learned some of these new heavy metals. And I'm like, why would you test positive for this? And then I went and looked at what all the different sources are. And when I read the sources out, he was like, wow, I guess my military career actually did affect me negatively. And I was like, okay, you know.
Wow.
So,
yeah, I mean, it's not something that you would regularly think about, that that this would be something that could create a problem. When you're in your own personal experience, was there any noticeable change in terms of, you say it's a neurotoxin? Would there be any symptoms at the point that you were?
Where I was, I didn't notice any symptoms, but I had already started to clean things up in my life. I started cleaning things up about 8 years prior to that. Mm-hmm. So I was eating a high quality diet. At least I thought I was. Didn't know that I was poisoning myself with mercury by eating so much tuna. But I'd stopped eating a lot of the carbohydrates, and when we were going through chiropractic school in our nutrition class, and we had to reveal to our class what our diet history was, when Dr. Davis read my diet history and he read what I had for breakfast, people were like, he eats that in the course, the person that you're describing their diet, that's what they ate for the day. And Dr. Davis was like, no, it's fascinating. This is what the person had for breakfast. So I'm watching everybody in class look around, and they're looking for the fat person in class, thinking that if that's what they eat for breakfast, and he had a full meal for lunch, and he had a full meal for dinner, and he had snacks in between. And so they're looking for the obese person, thinking that if a person's eating that much food, they must be obese. And my buddy Al knew enough about me and what I had eaten. He was just like, that's your diet, isn't it? I was like, be quiet. I want to see what ends up happening. I want to see where this conversation goes. And so finally, Dr. Davis said, well, whose diet is this? And I stood up and raised my hand, and everybody looked at me, and they're like, you don't eat that way. I said, Al, tell him what you see me eat. He's like, he eats that stuff every single day. He eats more food. And they're like, well, how come you're not fat? And I said, that's because you don't understand what causes obesity. Mm-hmm. I was already eating high-quality food at that point. I'd learned in college when I became obese how to get rid of obesity naturally, and that's what motivated me to learn about nutrition and then learn about toxic heavy metals. And so, we get through all the additives and preservatives and the fallouts and all of these kinds of things. We're consuming heavy metals pretty much every day, and when they accumulate to the point where they're toxic and they're impacting how your body functions, when I help a person get rid of their heavy metal toxicity, then their nervous system starts communicating accurately again, and then they don't have problems.
So what are the symptoms? You're saying that there are definitely people have an effect.
They're different for each person, depending upon the heavy metal and the levels of the toxicity. The more heavy metals you have, the more diverse and vague the symptoms could be. But, I mean, there's a plethora of heavy metals that a person can have. I mean, there's things like, we're all aware of mercury because of our fillings.
Right.
Are you aware of the amount of aluminum that gets into a person's body?
Because there's a lot of aluminum cookware out there.
There's aluminum cookware. There's aluminum in every one of everybody's antiperspirants that they roll into a high vascular area that gets absorbed in their body and gets deposited in their brain and leads to things like Alzheimer's. That's from aluminum. They use mercury and aluminum in all of our vaccines, which is a known neurotoxin, and that's why we get the side effects of vaccine poisoning and vaccine the vaccine-related accidents. And there's a National Vaccine Information Center where you can learn about the accidents. And there's a multi-billion-dollar slush fund that's there to reward the people who develop it, but they make it so hard for people to claim that that money's just sitting someplace and nobody actually gets to use it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's copper, there's arsenic, we talked about the lead. There's just so many of them out there.
So it sounds like it's not even possible to avoid exposure.
It's very hard. If you become aware of it and take appropriate action, like for me, I haven't eaten tuna in over 27 years. Why? Because that's how I chose to deal with the mercury that mm-hmm. I was getting from eating too much tuna. I don't get vaccinated. You know, I don't use these kind of products. I mean, my wife and I, when we go to Lucky's downtown in Savannah, we comb through the ingredients of whatever it is that she's going to get that's a skincare product. I don't put anything on my skin. I find it I don't need to put anything on my skin. I think that the whole face cosmetic industry is a complete farce, and we teach women that they shouldn't accept themselves for who they are, that they need to hide behind masks of all these products that they put on their face. It's okay. You got to take an hour every morning to make your face up before you leave the house. And then you got to take an hour at the end of the day in order to wipe all that crap off to make sure that it's not clogging your pores to only get up the next day and do it again. And it's mm-hmm. like, how much money is being spent in the cosmetic industry when why can't we just accept a woman for who she is? And she's beautiful because of who she is, not because of what her skin looks like or what her skin doesn't look like. And, you know, and I have this conversation with my wife all the time. Why do you feel it necessary to wear makeup? Mm-hmm. You're beautiful just the way that you are. And she's like, well, that's so sweet of you, honey. But you know what? Sometimes I just want to highlight my features. And I'm like, highlight your features? What? You know, it's like your eyes are beautiful the way that you are. You don't need to highlight them. But the TV commercials make you seem like you're abnormal if you're not wearing makeup.
Yeah, there are differences. You know, I watch that amongst women, that the makeup thing, and then you look at guys, and there, so many guys are about their cars and polishing their cars, and so we all have our little ways that we indulge ourselves.
You know what? In defense of being a guy, I am a car enthusiast,
mm-hmm.
and car that's shiny and polished, and the way that the sun beams off of it, it's just beautiful. It's shiny. We like shiny things. It's okay to have nice shiny jewelry. Okay, but you don't need to cover your face up with things that keeps your skin from breathing, leading to skin problems as a result of wearing these things that the dermatologist will say, well, put these things on, that'll be good for your skin. No, it won't. Okay, I can't tell you how many people I've helped that have skin problems by getting them off of the things that the dermatologist gives them, because that's what's creating their skin problems.
The medications,
the ointments, the salves, the lotions, the creams, the medications, the steroids, all of these things.
Mm-hmm. Are some people more prone to have a problem with heavy metal toxicity than others?
Again, that depends on many different factors. Two biggest factors are the exposure, the amount, and the health of a person's digestive system, because that's typically how they get in. Is if you've got a leaky gut syndrome going on,
mm-hmm.
and you're putting a lot of this stuff through your digestive system, well, then those things are going to naturally diffuse across into the bloodstream. Why? Because of the change in concentration. And when you accumulate enough heavy metals, you actually resonate that, which attracts more heavy metals to you. It's like you become a magnet. You become a magnet for toxic heavy metals. And the reason why they're heavy is they're heavy in the body because the body isn't strong enough to pick them up and get them out. So they accumulate unless you do something specific in order to bind to them to get them then out of the body.
I see. So one heavy metal would be bad enough, but I've heard of this thing called synergistic toxicity.
That's interesting. I've vaguely heard of it too, and I'm going to try to dissect that based upon what it is that it would sound like. Well, yeah, synergistic toxicity means that, you know what, you get a whole family that comes in instead of just one, because there's synergy within a family. So, like, for instance, there's the toxic halides that create digestive system disruptors, and those are the chlorines or the chlorides, the fluorides, and the bromides. And so those three are toxic halides. A non-toxic halide would be iodide. Okay, mm-hmm. So if you're being exposed to chlorine in the water that we drink, if you're being exposed to fluoride in the toothpaste and some of the other food products that they put fluoride in, like baby formula, like table salt and those sorts of things, if you're eating any kind of flour-based product or wearing you know, clothing and those kinds of things that have been treated with bromide as a fire retardant or what have you, those get into the body and they block our body's ability to utilize iodine. So those are toxic halides that affect how the body functions in a negative fashion. And so if you get those out of your diet and you increase the amount of iodine that's in your diet, well, then maybe your thyroid could actually function normal.
Get back to balance. Where do these heavy metals reside once they're in your body? Do they go?
Again, that depends on the heavy metal, and it depends upon where the body chooses to store it. We just talked briefly about using an antiperspirant that stops the wetness and keeps you dry.
Right.
The chief ingredient in that is aluminum, and when you're rubbing aluminum underneath your high vascular underarms, that it's going to get through diffusion, through the change in concentration gradient, it's going to get pulled into the body. It's going to get pulled into the blood system. And 60% of your blood is pumped to your head. So there's a 60% chance that all the aluminum that gets into the bloodstream could go into your brain. Well, it could also be deposited into your spinal cord. It could be deposited into other neurological tissues. It could be deposited into different organs. It just depends upon, well, where is the body looking as a result of how am I going to deal with this? What's the easiest, closest way to do it? Mm-hmm. And so depending upon what the heavy metal is, it's going to get deposited in various places, and it's going to blow various circuits in your body, and it's going to create various health problems. But, it's, you know, if you have the tool and you have the knowledge and the understanding of how to locate, then you can locate, and then you can get that part of the body to excrete based upon some of the tools and practices that we use.
Well, that's an important message, and I do want to get to that. Before we do, though, we need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. And when we get back, I do have a number of other questions about the topic of heavy metals.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you have heavy metals or any other problem related to your health and you don't understand why you have it, well, you won't want to consult with Dr. Y. So listen to this commercial, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Why do I keep getting sick? Why can't I get healthy? Why do I have to take all these medications? You want to be well. You want to know why you're not. You want answers. Now you can find out why by asking Dr. Y. Dr. Y is a holistic healthcare provider who has dedicated his life to uncovering the causes of health concerns. Dr. Y has traveled the globe studying the best natural ways to help you to wellness. He'll identify the root causes of your health concerns, get you the answers you want, and help you to health in a natural, drug-free way. Schedule a visit with Dr. Y today. He'll take the time to get to know you and your concerns. He'll explain your health imbalances so you can understand them. He'll help you form a plan to return you to health and balance naturally. If you're tired of feeling sick and a lack of results from prescription medications, you need to ask why, and you deserve answers. Dr. Richard Huntoon provides understandable answers and gives sensible solutions without relying on drugs or surgery. Schedule your consultation today by calling 845-561-2225. That's 845-561-2225.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Dr. Huntoon is pleased to announce a new program that he's offering to his current practice members and any prospective new patients. It's called Shop with the Doc, where individuals, a family, or other small groups can go to the grocery store or health food store and learn these valuable tips. What to buy to be healthy. What not to buy to be healthy. Why it's important to pay attention to ingredients. How to read labels. How food manufacturers disguise ingredients and what to recognize. How food manufacturers and supermarkets mislead the public with bonus buys. How to pick out foods specific for your unique health concern. How to feed a family healthy food. How to prepare for food shopping. And how to find healthy substitutes for your current addiction foods. If you'd like to take advantage of this unique service, contact Dr. Huntoon and arrange for your Shop with the Doc session. His phone number is 845-561-BACK. That's 845-561-2225. Or email Dr. Huntoon at docrick@spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show that empowers you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. Best phone number is area code 845-561-2225. That is my cell phone. I will be the one answering the phone, so if you want to talk to me or ask a question, that's the best way to get a hold of me. You can always email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com, and either way, it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you have. Now, today's show, we've been talking about heavy metals, and we started to get into the topic. And, Mark, you have more questions, I'm sure.
Well, I'd like to turn around and say, what kind of precautions can you take to avoid heavy metals?
Well, you need to be aware and eat healthy foods to support proper health, and you should just be mindful of what it is that you're eating and what goes into the food that you're eating. Like, I wasn't aware at the time eating tuna was going to fill me up with mercury because I didn't know the relationship between mercury and tuna or mercury in any fish found in the ocean. And so tuna was the only fish that I used to eat, and now I've graduated to salmon and don't eat any of the other fishes that come out of the ocean because I don't want to repeat what I did when I was in my early 20s.
Now, we mentioned aluminum cookware and antiperspirants, and you mentioned vaccines. Are there any other things you need to avoid aluminum?
Aluminum foils, drinking out of aluminum cans, anything that has aluminum in it, you want to consider avoiding.
You also, another heavy metal that you mentioned is arsenic.
Arsenic. You're going to find arsenic in rice, and I think most people are aware of that because we talked about the arsenic that was found in rice that was coming from, quote, China, since that's where a lot of the rice has come from in the world. Cigarettes has arsenic in it. Conventionally raised poultry, table salt, tobacco smoke, cosmetics, seafood from coastal waters, wines. Just to name a few, those all have arsenic in them.
Wow. Okay. Now, there's another metal, cadmium.
Yeah, industrial pollution, forest fires, exposed foods like liver, mushrooms, shellfish, phosphorus fertilizers, soft waters, batteries. Those are all things that cadmium comes in.
Now, what about when it comes to lead? We talked about their lead pipes. Those are hard to avoid if you live in a place that has old lead pipes. Lead paint is something that we've all heard about, especially with children.
Yeah,
are there other things to be aware of?
Auto exhaust. We used to have leaded gasoline.
Right.
Cigarette smokes, root canals, believe it or not. Lead pipes, hair dyes, newsprint, computer and television screens. Again, this is just to name a few. This isn't a complete saturated list, but these are your more common places where we could pick up lead.
What about pottery? Didn't they use
There's lead from the soil and the clays that they use, and then they, you know, they, yeah, and you're drinking from that, and some of the glazes and the clays themselves that are concentrations of lead in it, sure.
So, okay. Now, with mercury, we mentioned fillings, the old fillings that dentists used to use. And
dental
tuna.
Mercury, mercury fillings, fish, shellfish, vaccines, eye drops, cosmetics, tattooing.
Tattooing.
Fabric softeners. Those to name a few.
Okay. Now, some of the symptoms of heavy metal toxicity might be vague. Are there other diseases that may be caused or misdiagnosed because of a heavy metal exposure?
Well, chronic pain throughout the muscles and tendons or any soft tissue of the body, the chronic malaise, the general feeling of discomfort, fatigue, and illness, brain fog, a state of forgetfulness and confusion, chronic infections such as candida, gastrointestinal complaints such as diarrhea, constipation, bloating, gas, heartburn, and indigestion. This indicates your gallbladder is being affected, probably by heavy metals. Food allergies, dizziness, migraines and/or headaches, visual disturbances, mood swings, depression or anxiety, nervous system malfunctions like burning extremities, numbness, tingling, paralysis, the electrifying feeling throughout the body. These are some of the symptoms that a person can get as that's been exposed to heavy metals.
What always strikes me about that when we talk about symptoms like this is that there are a variety of different things that could create those symptoms.
Right.
And so it's hard to discern whether that symptom is because of heavy metal or is because of a digestive imbalance or is because of high cholesterol or whatever it might be. So how do you determine what those symptoms are, or do would a person, just the average person who's maybe listening to the show, who notices that they have certain symptoms, is the best thing just to come and see a healthcare practitioner like yourself and try to identify where they came from, what the cause was?
Well, not to be biased, but to be truthful and transparent and honest with the listener, the answer is yes, because what you're going to get at a medical doctor's office, they will never look for these things. They think this is some sort of exotic disease. And it's funny because they're the ones who perpetuate exotic diseases, and they're the ones who have perfected the kinds of tests that go look for exotic diseases. But the approach of understanding why these things happen, they're not looking for reasons why, which is why they would never look for this, because this would answer a question why, which would then threaten the integrity of the whole healthcare industry.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't necessarily do that. But when you come to my office, one of the foundational questions that we use in an evaluation is I have a whole series of questions specifically related to all the different types of heavy metals. And I've got 30 different heavy metals that I can test somebody for while they're in the office. And it's not a costly test. It's not, I'm not going to send you for thousands of dollars of testing. That's what medicine does. I don't believe in thousands of dollars in testing. If I can get the same answer for 5 cents, I would rather do a 5 cent test.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It was interesting. I had a patient in my office this morning who I got rid of his irritable bowel syndrome when the television says that there's no cure for irritable bowel. Well, we got rid of his irritable bowel because he presented me today with a report from his medical doctor. They did a full body CAT scan and they evaluated him from his mouth all the way to his anus, and they had comments on every single organ that they evaluated. And I asked him, I said, what do you take away from this report? He says, I don't understand why they want me to have an endoscopy. I said, put what they want you to do aside. What does the report tell you? Well, the report tells me I don't have any problems. I said, right. What does that say about your irritable bowel? It didn't even mention I have irritable bowel. It says that my bowel is normal. I said, good. So what do you take away from this report? That I don't have irritable bowel anymore. I said, exactly. And that's what I told you I was going to do for you. And that's what we've done for you. And you're still hung up on, you want to know why they want to do an endoscopy. Well, they're going to do an endoscopy to look for other problems because they can't find the problem that you originally went in with. So now they got to go hunting for another problem in an effort to keep their cash flow coming in. He says, so what do you think I should do? I said, well, it has nothing to do with what I think you should do. What do you think you should do? He says, well, I don't think I need an endoscopy. And I said, well, I would agree with you, but that's a conversation you need to have with your medical doctor. So he called the doctor, and the doctor was on vacation, so we talked to the nurse, and when he asked the nurse the question, the nurse put him on hold for about 3 minutes and said that that's a great question. I got to go find an answer for you. And when they came back, said, well, we just want to make sure that you don't have any other problems. Well, if the CT scan says that I don't have any problems, why do you need to go look for more problems? You either trust the scan or you don't. And if you don't trust the scan, why did you send me for the scan? It's all a big scam. It's a scam to make more money. It's not a scam to do the right thing, okay? And so it's just people need to understand you're going to have these vague symptoms. If you want to get a sense of them, you're not going to get that answer from your MD, unfortunately. They deal with full-blown disease. They don't deal with vague symptoms. Insurance won't pay for them to treat vague symptoms. So they'll tell you, if we can't find anything, come back when it gets worse.
That's a common answer that you hear. And the thing is
come
that,
to me and it won't.
Right. Because for so much of the time, I mean, a much longer time, I think, will you feel vague symptoms that you can't necessarily identify, but aren't enough that you would need to go to see medical help because you don't have a full-blown disease.
Right. And that's the thing. Health insurance won't pay until you have a full-blown, verifiable, diagnosable disease. So there's no incentive for the doctor to treat something before it becomes a problem, because then they'll never actually get paid for a problem. So they'll say, I don't want to overtest you. I've heard patients come in and say, my medical doctor is great. They don't order any unnecessary tests. No, they don't order the tests because they know they can't get paid for them. If they could get paid for them, trust me, they would order the test. Doctor says, you know what? We don't want to worry about that right now. If it continues to be a problem, come back and then we'll investigate into it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a polite way of saying that it's not bad enough for us to get paid. So go away and come back when it gets worse. That's an invitation to come to my office so that it never gets worse, because you as the consumer, do you want your health to get worse before insurance is going to pay for it? Or do you want to make sure it never gets any worse than it already is?
That's the key.
You want it to get better, don't you?
That's the key.
And the doctors say, well, there's nothing for us to do right now. Come back when it gets worse. That's their advice.
In terms of heavy metals, is there a difference between acute heavy metal exposure and chronic exposure?
There is a difference. The chronic is going to lead to more frank symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to lead to more negative outcomes. If you're acutely exposed, then the treatment to get rid of it is much easier. It's like, okay, you went into a place that you were breathing in some heavy metals that had been so finally ground up that they were floating around in the air, and you could actually see it in the air, but you didn't go in with a respirator, and so you breathe some of that in. That's probably something that I could help get rid of very quickly. You wouldn't need much treatment at all. You'd probably need to take a food supplement for 30, maybe 60, at most 90 days.
Uh-huh. Not the 2.5 year thing that you did with the mercury.
Not at all.
Yeah. Now, is chronic exposure just going to come because you've been exposed over a long period of time?
Well, it's interesting. I hear commercials in the area that down in Pooler when I'm driving around. They're talking about asbestosis, and we're talking about if you work for the train industry or what have you, that you probably got exposure to this heavy metal or that heavy metal, and you should come talk to our law firm blah, blah, blah. And it's like, okay, well, if the law firms have got wind of it, how much of an issue do you think it could be if they're going to do class action lawsuits and make big paydays? What do you think the truth is there, Mark?
There's got to be a problem.
There's writing on the wall. It's telling you that there's a problem. So it's like, okay, if the law firms have gotten a hold of it, then chances are that it's a bigger problem than they're letting people to believe, because law firms are willing to invest millions of dollars in an effort to have a $1 billion settlement.
Yeah, so true. Oh, true. Well, this is a great conversation once again, Doc Rick. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to talk a little bit more about this topic of heavy metal toxicity.
Absolutely. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. Consider what it says. And if you have a health question, I'd love to answer that question. Why?
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Why do I keep getting sick? Why can't I get healthy? Why do I have to take all these medications? You want to be well. You want to know why you're not. You want answers. Now you can find out by asking Dr. Why. Dr. Why is a holistic healthcare provider who has dedicated his life to uncovering the causes of health concerns. Dr. Why has traveled the globe studying the best natural ways to help you to wellness. He'll identify the root causes of your health concerns, get you the answers you want, and help you to health in a natural, drug-free way. Schedule a visit with Dr. Why today by calling 845-561-2225. That's 845-561-2225.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you are listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. Best way to get a hold of me would be to call my cell phone. My cell phone number is area code 845-561-2225. I will be the one answering that phone, so call me at 845-561-2225. Or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com, and it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding what the concerns that you have. And today we've been talking about heavy metals and toxic heavy metals and stop listening to heavy metals. No, we didn't say stop listening to
heavy
metals.
Well, you did say that, actually, at one point, but wasn't the real message we have to deliver.
Correct.
But in terms of messages we don't want to have to deliver, I want to ask you about the idea of using drugs to get rid of heavy metals. Can that be done?
Using drugs?
Yeah. Are there drugs that can help you get rid of heavy metals?
I'm sure medicine has come up with a drug for everything. They have drugs for things that they haven't even invented yet, but they already have the drugs. So I'm sure there's drugs that you could take for heavy metals. That's so outside of my realm. Mm-hmm. I get rid of heavy metals using natural methods. So the medicines that are out there, that I'm sure are out there, I don't even have any level of awareness of them, because I've never had to use those medicines to get rid of heavy metals, because it's kind of counter to my whole philosophy to begin with.
So what kind of natural solutions are there to get rid of heavy metal toxicity?
Well, there are two different products that we use in the office. One you have to take away from food, and that became problematic for people, and that was the product that I took way back in the day when I had heavy metal toxicity. So I had to take it on an empty stomach, because it acts as an adsorbent, means that it binds to the heavy metal and creates a new product that the body can excrete. If you take it with food, then it binds to the minerals in your food, and then you become mineral deficient.
Not a good thing.
Not a good thing. So over the years, I came across another product that helps to... It's a vegetarian-based product for those vegans out there that have heavy metal toxicity. Mm-hmm. It's right in line with what they would like us to do. It's a product that actually helps to digest the heavy metal so that the body can excrete it.
Digest heavy metals?
Yeah, and you can take that with your food, so you don't have to take it on an empty stomach. So it's much more user-friendly in the sense that you take it with breakfast, with lunch, and dinner for as long as you need to take it in order to digest the heavy metals out of you.
Mm-hmm. How long does that process take?
Depends upon the amount of heavy metals, the number of heavy metals, and if the person's actually prepared their body appropriately so that the supplement can do its job.
So it's not just a matter of taking that product. There's another process that's involved.
There is a process that, and anytime a person has some sort of vague health imbalance,
mm-hmm.
and medicine doesn't know what to do with it or doesn't have a name for it or can't even find it, pathogens have the ability to cloak themselves from the immune system, so to speak. Cancer cloaks itself. Lyme disease cloaks itself. Epstein-Barr cloaks itself. Cytomegalovirus cloaks itself. Parasites cloak themselves. Heavy metals can cloak themselves. Why? Because if the immune system recognized it, then the immune system would do its job. Well, if it's not doing its job, it's because the immune system doesn't recognize it as being a problem. So in my office, regardless of what condition you could possibly have, the first thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to get your body to recognize that it has a problem. Now, I had a woman teacher from one of the surrounding schools that basically, I think she went home and discussed it with her husband, and her husband doesn't know me from a hole in the wall and didn't like her spending money, so she read me the riot act through an email basically saying that the fact that you said that my body doesn't recognize that it has a problem, of course it recognizes it. That's why I came to you. I said, well, if your body recognized it, then it would fix it. How many times have I talked about if I get a cut on my hand, mm-hmm. what do I do to make it get better?
You don't have to do anything.
Nothing, because the body recognizes and takes care of it. If you have a chronic health problem and the body doesn't fix it, it's because the body doesn't see it as a problem. That is a problem. The recognition system is a problem. So we do a three-step process to where we get the body to acknowledge that it has a problem, get the body to recognize the problem, and then give it the directions on which to how to get rid of the problem. That's a very specific three-step process. We do that with parasites. We do that with Lyme disease. We do that with heavy metals. We do that with various vague viruses like Epstein-Barr, like cytomegalovirus, like any of these vague things that people can get that the doctors say that there's a solution for all viral imbalances. You just mm-hmm. have to get the immune system to say, oh, you don't belong in the body, so we need to ask you to leave. And then it just ushers it out of the body if given the right ingredients to do the ushering. And that's mm-hmm. where the heavy metal supplement comes in.
So is that just a mental decision that you have to make that you recognize a problem, or is there something?
No, there's a physiological process that I have to put the person through. We have uh-huh. to remind the physiology that what you've accepted as being acceptable is not an appropriate response. We have to remind the immune system what the appropriate response is so that it can do the appropriate job.
Mm-hmm. So it's not a mental thing, it's actually
It's a physiological process that I have to put the person through. And it's not a hard process. It takes about 30 to 60 seconds. But if mm-hmm. it's not done, then the effectiveness of the care is going to be a complete crapshoot.
Diminished, yeah. I would think so. Another thing I've heard about that could be used for heavy metal toxicity is a thing called chelation.
Chelation is one of those things. Doctors are making a plethora of money off of it where you go in and you get, I don't know, you prepay for 10 chelation therapies and they're mm-hmm. $250 a piece. So you're going to pay, I don't know. I watched a doctor once where I was just interested in what he was doing and how he was doing it as a medically supervised practitioner.
Mm-hmm.
And he was running a mill. He had 20 people in IV chairs and they had all paid $6,000 a piece just to come in to have 10 IVs treatments over it, and that was supposed to get rid of their heavy metals. And what was funny was, not really funny for them, but what was interesting was because he was doing heavy metals differently than I was doing, and he mm-hmm. was sponsored by the medical profession, people naturally gravitated towards that. But a good majority of the patients that had spent six, sometimes maybe $8,000, the one sales pitch that I watched him do while I was in the office to see what it was that he was doing, he allowed me to shadow him for the mm-hmm. whole process of intake, evaluation, the whole process, and then the closing the patient on a treatment program. I sat through the whole thing. He sold this program for $10,000, and the people wow. took out a credit card and handed it because
boom.
they.
Well, went. You're suffering. People will spend a lot of money.
So the sad part was I don't know, a year later, some of the patients that had already spent anywhere between $5,000 and $10,000 with him were up in my office actually coming to get rid of, so the chelation hadn't worked.
Hadn't worked. Yeah, that's why I hadn't heard that.
That's why it's interesting because I send somebody for a hair analysis and they see the results themselves. Mm-hmm. It's not my test. It's a test they get from an independent lab, and the independent lab says, you were here, now you're here. Look, you're moving in the right direction. That actually has the patient come back to me and saying, Doc, it's working, so we can continue going
we'll continue
on.
Continue going on.
That takes their question out of their head, and it takes their apprehension. It actually enhances their ability to do the things that I'm asking them to do.
Yeah, the skepticism is a big problem when you're trying to deal with something that people are not familiar with.
It can be, but also at the end of the day, what seems to be counterintuitive to most people is the fact that I'm not looking to maximize their healthcare costs. I'm looking to minimize their healthcare costs. And if it costs you $400 to get a true understanding of what's going on in my office versus it costs you $1,500 at a medical doctor's office and your insurance company picks up, I don't know, $1,000 of that $1,500, it's already cost you more to get a lack of understanding than it does for you to get the complete understanding of and knowing exactly what to do in my office.
Mm-hmm. Are there foods you can eat that can help get rid of heavy metal toxicity?
There are different foods. There are different herbs. There are mm-hmm. different, I guess herbs.
But it's not just your just regular diet. You actually have to do something.
Things like cilantro is helpful. Mm-hmm. Oregano is helpful. Garlic is helpful. These kinds of things are nature's medicines to help the body get rid of the problems that we have. But we've moved so far away from that because it's all about prescription pharmaceuticals. When nature has always provided the answer. Everything's found in nature's pantry or the garden of life or whatever the health food store's moniker name is about,
Uh-huh. Are there foods that you should avoid other than we've talked about tuna at length?
Yeah, I would ask you to avoid sushi for two reasons. One, it's high in mercury, and it's also a potential breeding ground for parasites because parasites like to feed off of heavy metals. So an incidental finding that comes back with people is if a person's parasites are affecting them to have the frank symptoms that I can recognize you have parasites without even evaluating the person just from how they're presenting, okay? I always want to know, okay, is what's causing them to attract parasites, is it heavy metals? Because one of the things the parasites feed off of is heavy metals. So the parasite will come into your body and help you not develop heavy metal toxicity.
Ah.
But then it may also go on some rogue adventures and create other problems. So sometimes I got to get rid of both.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is, every week we get together, we have another conversation, and they're always so informative, and it's so nice to know that there are alternative ways of being able to treat your health that don't involve drugs, surgery, these more invasive types of procedures that you might have to have done, and that you can do a lot of what you need to do with just the way you eat, the way you drink, the way you sleep, the way you rest, the way you exercise. These things are so important to know, but we're able to talk about these subjects in a sort of a general way. But people have their own questions, their own particular health situation that they might want to get your perspective on. If somebody wants your perspective, what's the best way to reach you?
As we've always said, they should call me directly. That's my cell phone, which is area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. They can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com.
Well, I'm looking forward to talking to you next week.
Yeah, I want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in. Please tune back in next week, same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.
What started out as a headache has become a pain in the butt. What was just an itchy finger now is a swollen foot. Doctor, I've been out of breath and I've never walked up a hill. Avoid all diet and exercise, I'd rather give you a pill. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will? Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill. I looked on the internet, checked out a medical site. It said you may not be depressive, but then again you...